This recording, Jiangsu 36, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onoroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at the superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, he felt stressed. He ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in a mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put a plain yellow dress and a fleecy jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you'd only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune for her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not fertile. In no time, the goose began to tire. So Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed that vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much. But Mr. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I'd like to introduce my hometown. I came from Taizhou in Jiangsu province. It's a beautiful city with a lot of interesting places, for example, such as Meiding and Laojie. And the greatest dramatist called Mei Lanfang is also born in Taizhou. Meiding is his previous home. And we have many specialties called Ma Yu, Ma Gao, Ma Bing, and they are very delicious. Now, we also have a lot of historical buildings such as Babao Wanghai Lou. And my hometown has many famous education schools such as Shen Taizhong, which our president Hu Jintao graduated from it. So that's all. That's my hometown. Ziyue.
虾丝西子不以约乎有胖子用完了不以纳乎增不子二百元不以准子乎子呀是什么一一鼻子呀食物些子有文秀子呀金子秀的子为能杀子于群群马简能有根不仅喝以必乎 此次属日，此次属忧，他次属也，能以守者，能以守者。